The Great Lakes Compact moves to Congress for approval after a three-year battle to pass through the legislatures of eight Great Lakes states. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Russ Feingold says Congress needs to act now.
The protection of the Great Lakes is just one of the most important jobs anybody has, particularly a senator or congressman from the states that have the Great Lakes in their area. And, you know, the various states have strongly approved this in the state legislative level. Now it's up to us in Congress to pass this interstate compact so that these states can cleanly cooperate on trying to protect the Great Lakes.
Feingold believes the compact will receive support on both sides of the political aisle.
It's possible there'll be procedural problems. There may be some issues out there, but I'd say compared to some other matters, this one is bipartisan. There will be a tremendous push on the part of those of us from the Great Lakes to get it through. I'll be chairing a hearing right away next week in the Judiciary Committee to try to move this along. So, you know, I'm optimistic, although it is getting late in the year.
The Great Lakes contain 95% of the nation's fresh surface water. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.